Hello, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of What's Stopping You. I'm your host, Kelsey Jones, and happy Wednesday, you guys. It is so good to be back on the podcast. If you don't keep up with me, you wouldn't know that I have been gone for the past 2 weeks, kind of unexpectedly, honestly. I did not plan to take 2 weeks off, but so much has happened in my life recently. And I'm going to preface this entire episode by saying that I kind of have lost my voice for the past few weeks. I'll explain a little more in detail, but like if I sound a little different or I'm a little raspier, like quieter, sorry about that, but bear with me. Yeah, these past like 2 weeks that I took off, that was not in the plan at all, but you know what? Sometimes life just happens. So before I get into this episode, I wanted to kind of just give you a life update for what's been going on for the past few weeks, not just because I feel like I need to justify myself, but also because it's kind of a fun story time and segues nicely into what I want to talk about today. So the past few weeks has honestly been insane because first off, there has been just like a lot of stuff going on in my personal life that has taken up a lot of my time. But more than that, I actually ended up going to Miami for spring break. So I took a whole week to be in Miami and just like enjoy myself, hang out with my friends, and, you know, enjoy my senior spring break. It was the first spring break trip I've actually ever really been on. I guess last year I did go to Atlanta during spring break right before the pandemic hit, but this was like my first real spring break because that Atlanta trip, I just went with my dad and we were just exploring the city, whereas this one, we know, was a bit more fun with my friends. So that was interesting, but super fun. I enjoyed it and I'm so glad to have made those memories. But as you can expect, a whole week of drinking a lot really just like wipes you out. Being in the sun all day wipes you out. I didn't really sleep very much. So worth it. But I actually ended up getting strep while I was in Miami. So that's super fun. And I think that's why like I keep losing my voice. I don't know if they're actually like connected or not, but yeah, I had strep. I'm on antibiotics currently. It should be gone by now. I'm almost done with that. But yeah, that was just not fun. But I was blessed that I didn't get COVID because there was like a lot going on in Miami. So I'm glad I was able to like stay away from everything and be super safe and follow all the rules and everything and enjoy my vacation and not get super sick. So I count myself lucky that I only got strep and not COVID. So yeah, I enjoyed that. But yeah, right after I got back, I actually planned to record an episode last weekend and I just was not able to because my throat was literally like swollen shut. I could barely speak and I was just severely unwell, so I had to skip out on another episode. So yeah, I really only fully planned to take 1 week off because of spring break, which actually is a very impromptu trip. I planned the trip like about like a few days before we left. So yeah, basically I just kind of went on the trip and realized the podcast wasn't going to happen in time. And I was like, you know what, whatever, I'll miss a week. And then I got sick and I was like, oh, I have to miss another week. But yeah, besides all of that, so much has been going on with work and school. You know, it's midterms time of year, so it can be very stressful, very busy. And I'm lucky that I'm only in a few classes, but there's still like so much on my plate in terms of school that I can't even begin to like stay on top of everything. So the podcast has really just like found its way to the back burner and it kind of sucks that it has become like the lowest priority, but I've realized that I need to give myself grace and not stress so much about, you know, missing out on a week. You know, it's not like my whole platform is going to crash and burn because I can't upload an episode. And I talk about this, you know, every week is that my best self gives myself grace to do the best that I can do on each day-to-day basis. But, you know, if something doesn't, you know, get accomplished, I'm not going to worry about it and stress about it. And I think that can be really extrapolated to everything. And I'm going to kind of dive more into this in the episode, but just like, you know, we only have 24 hours in a day and we're all doing the best that we can. So if you are doing your best, you're doing your best, whether that be with school, work, your side hustle, your passion projects, going to the gym, et cetera, just like on a daily basis, do the best you can and accept that as your best and keep moving forward. So I'm trying not to be like super upset that I missed out on a few weeks, but yeah, honestly, it was like so necessary and like it wasn't even possible for me to record an episode the past 2 weeks. So I'm glad to be at the mic. It's Sunday before this is going to go up. And I'm glad to be well again physically and mentally. Like, I'm not exhausted anymore. So I finally have fully recovered from that spring break and from just everything else going on in my life. So I'm finally getting a handle on things, which kind of segues nicely into what today's episode is about. And it's just kind of how I'm managing all this chaos. I feel like all of us go through times in our lives where so much is going on that we can't even begin to manage it all. And I think I wanted to share like some tips for you guys to stay organized when you just feel super scatterbrained or like you're being pulled in a million directions. And I think it's important to kind of anchor yourself in some ways to stay focused and organized, especially when you're super, super overwhelmed, especially when you're overwhelmed by a lot of things that are important. I feel like that's the worst part, is like this podcast is important to me, my work is important to me, school is important to me, and I don't want to have to sacrifice all of those things for the other. So I'm just like trying to keep my head above the water in terms of that. And I feel like some of these tips that I'm about to share will help you guys out. But for this week's midweek motivation, this is kind of like a quote that I always tell people. It's one of the quotes that I live by. I know I say my mantra is don't stress about things you can't control, but I feel like this is my secondary mantra. And this is what I was saying earlier when I was kind of talking about how I'm trying not to stress about the fact that I didn't get an episode up. And it's this: the best you can do is the best you can do, and that's enough. And so I just like remind myself that, you know, in each and every moment to try your best and accept the effort that you can give as enough, and not like beat yourself up or not be upset at yourself for not being able to accomplish something in the time frame that you wanted to, or if at all. So yeah, I try not to just like worry about it, and nothing is so important that it is life or death. You know, getting a podcast up or, you know, getting assignment done for school or meeting a deadline at work is never a life or death situation. So don't treat it as something deeper than it is. It'll happen in its due time. And if you can't get it done on time, you can't get it done on time. And that's your best foot forward, and that's okay. So give yourself grace in that. And that is what I'm trying to do with this podcast, and I already feel like my voice is going away. So hopefully that is not a common theme throughout this episode. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and start talking about just five tips that I've come up with for staying organized when you feel scattered. I think it's really important to kind of create some like skills and coping mechanisms maybe for yourself when you're going through anxiety or you're just going through a season of life that's just absolutely chaotic. I'm sure if you have been in your senior year of college before, you know that like it just is insane with the job search, with school wrapping up, making sure that you're going to graduate, getting your affairs in order, figuring out where you're going to move to, trying to spend as much time with your friends as possible, all of these things, enjoying your life, all of it. I think there's so many things that are competing priorities in my life right now that I am trying to just navigate, doing the best that I can on a day-to-day basis and managing all those priorities. So here are my five tips for staying organized when you feel overwhelmed, scatterbrained, chaotic, all of those adjectives. The first one would be to make a list, whether that be written or typed. Sometimes I feel like writing is a little therapeutic, like physically writing stuff out. So make a list of literally everything you have to do, no matter how small of a task it could be. So that could be everything from projects that you have to do, deadlines you have to meet at work or at school. It could be doing your laundry. It could be, you know, just like dropping something off at the post office, you know, little errands that you have to do. Even if you need to remind yourself to like do the dishes or clean your closet or remember that you need to go to CVS to get toothpaste, you know, so many small things. Just literally write down everything on your mind that you know that you need to get done, and write due dates for everything. If it's not like super important, you know, running an errand, maybe you don't need a due date, maybe it's low priority, but everything that like has a concrete deadline, write the due date out. And I think writing the list, writing the due dates, doing all of that, even if it's, you know, trivial things as well, it's really helpful just to get all of that out of your head. I feel like a lot of times people keep like mental calendars in their brain. And though that is honestly not a good thing in my opinion, because I feel like you're just filling up your brain with information that you could just put on paper that you don't need to remember. You just need to know where your paper is. So I would say that it's important to kind of write this list out of everything and start to begin to tackle maybe a certain number of tasks per day based on priority in terms of due date, in terms of how, yeah, important it is to get these things done. And I would suggest just like saying, I'm going to accomplish 3 tasks a day, whether they be big or small. And you can just start to chip away at this to-do list. And you can add to the to-do list as you need to. But I think making like a master to-do list in some sense can be really helpful, because then you don't have to remember everything you have to get done in your brain. It's written out on paper. It empties your mind. It calms you down, makes you feel less overwhelmed, and gives you a visual picture of what you actually need to tackle. So how I do this, I've talked about this maybe briefly in other episodes, and I have whole episodes about how I stay organized. So if you want to go listen to those, feel free. But I use this project management tool called Asana, and I wish this was an ad for Asana because I would love that. But Asana honestly has saved my life. It is, again, a project management tool. It allows you to make lists, set due dates, assign tasks to different people if you're like working on a team. But I just use it for my own personal life. I literally have everything from, you know, just doing my laundry on a day-to-day basis in my Asana to projects and due dates and school stuff, work stuff. Sometimes the podcast is fully managed through Asana. And also just like my monthly goals. You know, I've talked about in the past few months like how I set a list of around usually 10 things that I want to accomplish every month, like reading my monthly book, like I said was one of my New Year's resolutions. So yeah, I use Asana and it has really helped me stay organized, focus on things that are due sooner rather than later, and also sort things by how important they are, top priorities. So the second thing that I would say helps keep me organized is implement some form of routine to anchor you. And this could be a morning routine, this could be a night routine. You know, those are pretty like basic things that, you know, everybody would recommend, but more so than just like a morning and night routine, I'm recommending that you create like a ritual during the day to anchor you during your day. And what that could look like would be maybe your 2 p.m. cup of coffee, or say you meditate at noon every day. Just some little practice. It could even be a 5-minute routine. Like, it doesn't even have to be like a whole drawn out situation. It could just be something you do for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, however long you want to do it, but that anchors you throughout the day. So say you drink, you know, your second cup of coffee every single day at 2 p.m. This will help create a level of familiarity in our brain throughout our day that will actually keep us calm. You know, our brain craves familiarity. We love familiar situations. We love being comfortable. So by creating a routine every day, or, you know, doing an action at the same time every single day, our brain will calm down during this practice because we, you know, have that comfort of that familiar routine. I hope that made sense. But I would say it helps keep me calm knowing every single day I'm going to do this one thing at this time. And it just, yeah, it allows you to like take a step back from whatever you're doing at whatever time and like do, you know, that routine or that action to anchor you and, you know, help you relax and step away from whatever you're doing. The third tip that I have is to solidify your priorities. So this goes back to kind of writing that list down, but it's okay that we can't do everything. You know, the best you can do is the best you can do, and that's enough. You know, like I said, for the midweek motivation, we can't do it all, and that's okay. That we all only have 24 hours in a day. And so we have to decide what's worth sacrificing for the season of life that we're in. For example, it's my senior year of college. Obviously, grades are important, but grades are not as important as finding a job after college. So maybe I need to be spending more of my time on the job search, interviewing, doing work on my portfolio, research, et cetera, et cetera. That should maintain top priority over, you know, getting a 95 versus a 90 on a business law assignment, you know? And so I think it's important to physically write down your priorities in order and accomplish things on your to-do list in order of these priorities. So this is, again, what I was saying is like, write on a list, what is your top priority? If it's school, write school. If it's work, write work. If it's exercise, whatever it could be, you know, write down your list of priorities in order of what is most important to you and what is, you know, on the back burner. And then look at cross-reference with your to-do list and see, okay, this is a work thing. Work is my top priority. I'm going to accomplish this first. And then you go down to the next thing and say, okay, maybe school is your second priority and you've accomplished everything for work. Now what can I accomplish for school? And you need to do this assignment. Okay. It really just helps if you look at everything and do everything in terms of priority, because it allows you to get your most important things done. And this is especially important in terms of like the structure of your day, because people tend to be most productive and energetic in the morning or the beginning part of their day after they wake up. So it's important to get things that are most important done first, so that when your motivation and discipline wanes throughout the day, you can have already accomplished the most important things. The fourth thing is to not forget to make time for yourself. When you're feeling super scatterbrained and overwhelmed, nothing is more important than prioritizing your own physical and mental health. And so on that priorities list, before even work, before school, before this podcast, before exercise, well, I guess exercise is taking care of yourself, but before anything else, you need to be prioritizing yourself. So yourself should actually be your number one priority on this priority list. But I think it's really important to carve out time to relax your brain, exercise, escape, do whatever you need to do to refuel yourself and make time for yourself. I think it's always great to make this a habit, make it a routine. Maybe every night before you go to bed, you spend an hour doing whatever you want to do or whatever helps you relax, whether that be reading or taking a long bath or, you know, spending some extra time in the gym, whatever you need to do to prioritize yourself and take care of yourself, I feel like should always be your number one priority. Because remember, you can't work at 100% if you are not taking care of yourself. It's just not physically possible. It is so much better to rest, recharge, and refuel your brain and be more productive in shorter bursts than try to just tough it out whenever you're not feeling motivated or when your brain is tired or you're exhausted or whatever, you know? And so this kind of goes back to the episode that I did recently with Kenzie Elizabeth, where she challenged you guys to write a list of all the things that refuel you or recharge you, and maybe try to do one thing every single day, or make it like a practice to do something that refuels you every single day. Because I think it's important to, again, prioritize yourself and give yourself time to step away from work, step away from school, step away from even your social life. Social life can sometimes be draining as well, you know? I feel like I'm kind of torn in between like being productive at work and trying to prioritize my friends and also trying to prioritize myself. So remember to always put yourself first and figure out what recharges you and do that first before you, you know, spend more time prioritizing other things. And the last thing is not going to be a popular one, and it's one that I'm really working on, but I know for a fact it helps, is getting off your freaking phone. I feel like I waste, and I know you listening to this podcast probably waste so much time on your phone every day. My screen time has become astronomical. It's not okay. It's literally probably 6 to 7 hours a day. That is so embarrassing to admit. But generally, I think it's just important to eliminate distractions, especially when you're in a super overwhelming and busy season of life, because it's just better to focus and not be kind of divided between all of these things going on. There's actually this psychological thing. I don't really know exactly what it's called, but I know for a fact that it's real, that it like takes your brain a certain amount of time to switch from focusing on one task to another. So multitasking for a lot of people can be very counterproductive, and you waste time trying to switch back and forth between focusing on maybe this project and then your phone and then Instagram and then blah, 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 blah. So I think it's important to eliminate these distractions. It could be more than just your phone. It could be, you know, people. Stop hanging out with people when you're working, or it could be, you know, other devices. I don't know. Whatever it is, you need to work on eliminating distractions in order to get more stuff done. And I think usually when it's kind of funny, whenever I'm like working and I put my phone across the room or in another room, I just like tend to get into that flow state way easier. Once I get focused on something, I'm able to focus for like hours and I don't even think about my phone. So try to maybe just like set a timer for 30 minutes, an hour, and just put your phone away and see how quickly time passes, how focused you can be, and how easy it is to get stuff done when you don't check your notifications every 5 seconds. Your mind might be blown. And this is kind of a goal. I feel like maybe I've talked about this on the podcast, maybe not, but I'm really, really trying to get my screen time under 4 hours a day. That was a goal of mine for March that really just did not happen for various reasons. But you know what? We still have April to try again, so I'm going to keep y'all updated on how that is going, but definitely eliminate distractions, get off your phone, focus on what is actually important, because trust me, Instagram will always be there. It is not as important as work, as school, as whatever else, unless you work on your phone. I feel like this can get tricky if your job is social media, but I feel like for most of us, it's not, so yeah. Okay, so that is it for today's episode. I kind of want to wrap up by giving y'all a quick challenge. I know this was a short episode, but honestly, my voice is already like kind of hurting, so bear with me. I hope I don't sound weird. Whenever I play this back and edit it and everything, I'm probably going to like cringe a little bit, but I wanted to get y'all some content out there and give y'all a life update because I know I've been MIA, and I honestly just need to be more active on the Instagram and engaging with you guys. I have just been, you know, it's been a whirlwind. It's a crazy time in my life. I know you guys totally understand. And I want to help you guys out as much as I can. But yeah, it sucks sometimes that the podcast has to become last priority sometimes. But you know, it is what it is. We're here. We're recording. We're all good. But this week's challenge, I want to just challenge you guys to start to say no to things that you don't have time for and just work on prioritizing. I feel like that's when you're in a busy season of your life, like that's really all you can do is just begin to prioritize things and say no. So whether it be people asking you to hang out or somebody at work asking you to take on an extra project or whatever else that it is, if it's not something already on your plate, don't accept it. Don't take anything else onto your plate, especially if you're super busy, and just work with what you have until you feel like you've managed that. And once you've managed that, maybe then you can say yes to things. But I challenge you guys to, when something comes up that you know doesn't align with what the best version of yourself would do or doesn't align with your priorities, start saying freaking no. And I suck at this so bad. So I'm going to accept this challenge for myself this week. We'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll keep y'all updated next week on what I said no to. But yeah, that is the challenge. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for sticking around. Be sure to rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at What's Stopping You Podcast or my personal, which I am much more active on. I don't know why I suck at being active on the podcast Instagram, so I'm sorry about that. But my personal is at Kelsey Lynn Jones. Everything is always in the description of the episode or the show notes or whatever that is called. I flip back and forth all the time. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening today. And hopefully we'll be back to regularly scheduled programming. And hopefully my voice comes back even more so it doesn't hurt to record a 25-minute episode. But yeah, I'm going to go drink a bunch of water now and work on editing this episode. So love you guys so much, and I will see you guys next Wednesday. Bye, y'all.